Power at the line, keeps it in, slides it across to the net. Well, the Jet scores! That was a delicious finish by the captain. Rasmus Dahlin ties the game at two.
A nice finish there from Rasmus Dahlin. One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. The Sabres fall to the Florida Panthers 5-2. Homestand continues with the Islanders up next on Friday. Red Wings after that, Senators. So winnable games here. This was the toughest of the next four, and the Sabres battled from down 2-0 to tie it at 2-2 and then ultimately lost. Paul Hamilton joining us in a moment to give a recap and his thought on it. Before we get to that, let's mix a call in here as we're waiting for Paul. Zach in North Tonawanda. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Hey, just going back to your point that you were talking about seeding before, hypothetically, if the Chiefs get the one seed, does Mahomes get the MVP? I think it's kind of the opinion of the league. He's, like, not playing good. I mean, he still has more interceptions and touchdowns. But, like, you know how it always goes to the one seed, the quarterback of the one seed. So it'd be kind of funny to see the parameters change for Mahomes.
Well, thanks, Zach. It would be a true test. There's also another one seed. Like, if it's Detroit, is it Goff? It very well could be.
I think my least favorite thing about the MVP right now, and I think it's true, is that we're just counting the standings. That's all we're doing. We're just counting wins. Who's the quarterback on the best team? That's the MVP. There's further analysis.
That's what it has really turned into. Again, but there are two one seeds. And right. You could also win it on a two seed. I mean, last year it's Lamar.
Like, to me, the door should be open to, I don't know, we'll find an example of this. A quarterback that's on a horrible team that drags them to 10 wins and is the sixth seed. To me, that player should be eligible to win the MVP, and I feel like he's not right now.
No, yeah, there's no chance. I mean, A-Rod won MVP in baseball on a losing team.
Okay.
Which, do you feel like that should happen? Probably not.
There probably has to be some minimum set. I just don't think the minimum should be you have to win 12, 13 games and be like the one or the two seed. Like, there's no path for...
Who's the answer here?
I'm looking for the example of this. There's been examples in the past of this. The name I'm thinking of is J.J. Watt for this, even though he's not a quarterback.
He should have won the MVP.
He should have won the MVP, yep. But they were the 5 seed or something, 6 seed, and he didn't win it.
Paul Hamilton joining us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, Paul, if you'd like to spend 30 seconds on the Yankees, I will...
I don't know if you would.
I might like him, too.
Yeah,
I'll open the floor if you want to just, you know, get some shots in.
Hey, they're getting what they deserve. I mean, nobody has shown up, so when your whole team... I mean, you play great during the regular season and the whole team doesn't show up for the World Series. I mean, you're getting exactly what you deserve.
Yeah, who are Yankee fans the most mad at? Because I have a few Yankee fan friends and I feel like it's pretty evenly split between maybe Judge or Boone.
It just seems like every decision is just not right and doesn't work out for him, but... even if he does make the right decisions, guys still aren't coming through. I mean, Judge is you know, one of the best players the Yankees have ever had, and then he gets to the playoffs and just nothing. I mean, he looks like a AAA player. I mean, it's just you've heard me say many times, your best players have to be your best players when you're in these situations. And for the Yankees, it's not even close when it comes to that.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. All right, Paul, so with regard to the Sabres last night, Sabres and Panthers, Joe and I kind of had the same vibe coming out of the game, which was, and I feel like I joke, that a step along the way to becoming just, you know, like a normal, regular fan base that doesn't freak out all the time because the drought is so long. There are games you lose where you're like, well, all right, you know, hey, didn't go their way. There are reasons and there are things to clean up. But all in all, as a Sabres-Panthers game goes, that team has pushed the Sabres around for a couple of years. And last night I felt like the Sabres had a lot of pushing themselves.
Yeah, they did. And, Yeah, they lost, but you know, when the season started, you say, okay, let's take a look at October. Boy, they play the Panthers twice and Dallas once, and he came out of that 2-1. I would have signed up for that, you know, to sit there and say you're playing those two teams three times, and you're going to come out of it 2-1. Yeah, okay, I'm in. You know, so that's exactly what they did. And this game, as Lindy Ruff said afterwards, this game was there for him.
Yeah.
But he goes, we just weren't good enough to do it this time. And I know it's driving him insane. The penalties that this team takes, and this is the one thing that, you know, they've listened to Lindy Ruff, and they've, you know, for the most part, played pretty good hockey for him, and they've changed some of their habits, as you said. They don't get pushed around as much. That's one of the things. There's a lot of things, you know, they do much better now under Lindy Ruff. But the thing they just cannot get through their heads is this penalty thing. They take the dumbest penalties, and they're near the top of the league in taking penalties, and it just killed them against the Stanley Cup champions. I mean, they took the first three penalties of the game, gave up one power play goal, and then your captain, with 7 minutes left, takes that penalty? Really? What is wrong with you? It looks like he just got lost his head and got mad and takes that kind of a penalty with 7 minutes left and you're down one goal. And, of course, they score the power play goal, and that's that. You're done. And the thing is, they had gotten themselves back into the game. They got down by two goals, and usually with Florida, you get down two goals to Florida, you're done. You're not coming back. But they did. You know, they figured it out. They did. They tied the game. And, you know, they were down, you know, 3-2. But still, you know, get a point out of that game. That's, you know, the thing we talked about for how many years now. Get a point out of that game. They're not too good at getting those loser points. And, you know, figure it out. You can at least get a point out of it. Get it to overtime. See what happens. Maybe you can get the second point, you know, type of situation. Now, the other thing that came – now, I haven't seen this year. This is something new in this game, is they gave up two different goals by two guys going to one. And they don't do that. That's not a habit of theirs. And what I mean by that is, you know, the reason they gave up the first power play goal was Dahlin's in front of the net with Reinhardt, and Samuel's in good shape with Barkov, you know, coming around the wall behind the net. Samuelson's got him perfectly. Samuelson did nothing wrong on this thing. Dahlin decides that he needs to come behind the net with Samuelson. Why? What? And he just leaves Reinhardt, a 57-goal scorer, by himself in front of the net. And Barkov, and it wasn't Samuelson's fault, makes just a gorgeous pass. He pulls it to his backhand and throws it out in front to Reinhardt, and it's in the net before anybody even knows what happens. And it's like, I don't understand. I don't understand why you thought you needed to go behind the net and have two guys behind the net on one when you're killing a penalty. Okay, you did it one time. They did it later on the game-winning goal. You know, so you got Thompson coming back. He's with Verhaeghe as the wide man, and he slides into the middle of the ice in the slot area to one of the Panthers that's covered by another one of the Sabres. I don't remember which one was with him. And then Tkachuk takes the shot. Lukanen makes the save, and Verhaeghe standing there all by himself for the rebound and puts it in. It's like, again, why you guys slide? The guy you're sliding to is covered. You didn't need to go over there. Why did you leave your guy? And that's not something they do. It's not something I've seen them do at all. And they did it twice in that one game. So between the penalties and that cost them two goals, plus the penalties cost them two goals, there's your game. I mean, you just can't make those kind of mistakes against the Stanley Cup champions.
How about goaltending as well, Paul? I mean, Lukanen, I don't think he's been great right now. And, you know, a new contract and commitment and money, like, it feels like you got the job as the starter, and I just don't think he's been sharp yet. And Levi, of course, off the bench, last time he played was not very good either. Like, they could really use someone to help them get through some of these squirrely moments.
I think there have been a couple of games where he was excellent. I wouldn't say he was excellent in that game. But Lindy Ruff really bristled when somebody brought up goaltending. He goes, the goaltender didn't get caught up ice. You know, was his? He goes, this game it all wasn't in goaltending at all. He goes, the goaltender didn't get caught up ice, and he got really mad when somebody even said that. I looked at you know, coming into the game, he had won those three games in a row. In those three games, he had a .924 save percentage. You know, where he won the three in a row. He had a 2.33 goals against and a .924 save percentage. I'll take that. But I wouldn't say he's been awful. But like last night, on the 2-on-1 to start the game, he was too far. To me, it looked like he was too far back in his net, and didn't give himself a chance to come out and make a big save. The shorthanded goal the other night by the Red Wings. Again, I'm looking for a big save there. Yeah, I know Darlene made a bad pass, but came down and you know, I just looking for a big save there. The Blackhawk game, same thing. It was. I remember saying to Brian in that game, I go, I don't think he was bad, but I don't think he was great either. You know, it was just, but he got him through it. He made a bunch of some really good saves at the right time to help them get through that game and win that game. So I don't think he's overall been where he was last year. You know, the one game was real. The Pittsburgh game, yeah, that was the one that you both your goaltenders on that trip. Well, the Pittsburgh game for him and the Columbus game for Levi, neither one played well at all. I kind of thought maybe Levi would have played against Florida last night because he had beaten them. And, you know, it just, you know, as he said, Lukanen's game against Detroit, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't fantastic either. You know, it's kind of was in the middle range type of a game. So, overall, no, I think you're right. I don't think he's been as good as he was last year. But as I said, the three games coming in, he had a .924 save percentage, and that, I'll take that anytime.
Paul Hamilton, as we break down last night's game, let's do Eye on the Blue and Gold, who Paul will be keeping an eye on. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Paul, any single player here you're noticing good things, bad things, you know, something to keep an eye on here?
I'm going to be keeping an eye on their penalty box because I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what Lindy Ruff can do. It's not like he can sit the whole team, you know. And again, Rasmus Dahlin is just, he is not himself at all. He's just not. I mean, look at the goal he scored. That was a nice goal. Hard-working goal. That's a Rasmus Dahlin play right there. But, you know, when he leaves the front of the net to go to the cover somebody who's already covered, that's not a Rasmus Dahlin play. That penalty, just a frustration-type penalty. You know, when your team's down a goal with 7 minutes left, that's not Rasmus Dahlin. So, you know, they need better from their captain. Their captain can't be doing these types of things. And he just seems like he's playing out of frustration right now. And, you know, I still don't think he's 100%, but I don't think injury had anything to do with decision-making that he made in that game.
Next up, the Islanders on Friday. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Good luck to the Yankees extending the series, maybe keeping things alive. You never know. Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline recapping last night's Sabres game. Seth Appert will join us coming up top of the hour as we go behind the bench. Howard picks the Bills, 8:30. More your calls as well. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.